I think we need to get our house in order, and I think St. Louis County needs to also get its house in order before we think about merging. When I talk about us, I mean, we have a $20 million looming budget shortfall. We also have a $252 million looming pension shortfall for our pension is underfunded for city employees. We need to, you know, get our house in order in terms of crime and unemployment and a whole host of things, I think, before we open our doors and let someone in. And when I talk about the county, I think, you know, some consolidation should be in order. We have municipalities that are as small as 13 people. And then also we also need to look at other metro areas that have already been through this, and I don't think we have, to see, you know, what were some of the arguments for, the arguments against, and what were some of the compromises made so everybody felt like they are whole. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest thing about this right now is fear of the unknown and what it's going to look like. And unless you're having that conversation of, you know, the possibilities of what it could look like, we're still going to be in the same place, you know, 4 years hence.
Now, why do you think that this has been something that's been discussed for decades? And initially, the county voters were totally against it. There's been some changes mm-hmm. in some of the proposals. Some would just have the city re-enter the county as another municipality.
Mm-hmm.
If you were trying to promote that to county voters on why it's in their interest, what would you say?
I don't know right now because I don't know what it looks like. You know what I mean? And the only model we have thus far is the city reentering the county as another municipality. I think there are other models that we can look like that totally realign our government. I think this is also an opportunity to do that, and not just become the 92nd municipality.
One of the things that I've heard kind of through the peripheral is, if any proposals put forward, that someone like Rex Singfeld would put it toward a statewide ballot because it might be easier to pass as opposed to putting it to the city and county voters. If that occurs, and that's what happened with local control, by the way,
mm-hmm. what would the police department?
What would be your posture as mayor if that happened? Would you oppose that type of strategy, or would you possibly support it if you like the proposal, essentially?
I would say it depends. It depends on what is, because the devil's in the details. Mm-hmm. I won't say what I was going to say about Rex. And I think what happened with local control of the police department, there were certain details that we didn't know were there until after we got it, and then now our hands are tied, so to speak.
Do you want to give some examples so our listeners understand what you're talking about?
Well, number one, how our current chief became chief from the rank of captain was instead of lieutenant colonel, which is how the process usually goes. And I think that led to the morale shift in the department.
But he also became chief before local control. He was appointed by the Board of Police Commissioners. So are you saying that the inability to get a new chief on board after local control, or are there other things that you're thinking of?
That was my main one of the main things. How they're seen as civil servant, or their interaction with the Civil Service Commission is another point of contention for the current members of the Civil Service Commission, and that they don't have the same sort of procedures that any other civil servant has, because they sort of police themselves when it comes to HR issues. But back to putting this on the ballot, again, you know, it would all depend on what's in the bill.